Welcome to Mindfully Integrative Podcast with your host, Dr. Damaris G. Mindfully Integrative is a podcast discussing ways toward mindfully incorporating integrative health into our lives. This podcast will have informative resources, fun topics, interviews, and discussions relatable for today with a true mindful perspective in a mind-body holistic life approach.
Hello. This is Dr. Damaris Maria Grossman, and thank you again for joining in on the Mindfully Integrative Podcast. And I just wanted to let you know of our upcoming events and things. So if you want to know and reach out, our resources and our membership is opening soon. So check out mindfullyintegrative.com for more fun and more info. Thanks so much, and talk with you soon.
Hi, how are you? This is Damaris Maria Grossman, and this is the Mindfully Integrative Show. And today we have a mindful chat with Magic Barclay. She has her own business in holistic natural health. She is from down under, but she helps people worldwide in getting to root cause, aromatherapy, functional health, immune health, gut health. She has so much that she's done in her business. And I can't wait to learn more about her and how she got to where she is today. Hi, nice to meet you, Magic. I love the name too.
Thank you. It's so great to be here.
That's so cool. So first, I always say, what's a fun fact that people don't know about you?
Oh my goodness. A fun fact that people don't know about me is that I do medieval LARP with my kids. So I dress up as a medieval healer, so an old time version of myself, and I go and beat people up with foam staves and swords.
Oh my gosh. So you're like dressing into like their clothes and then like fighting and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Oh, that's pretty fun. And how often do you get to do that?
We do that once a week. And it's great stress relief. Yeah, great stress relief for parents. It's the only time you can actually legally challenge your kids is on field.
That's hilarious. Oh my God. You have to do like a YouTube channel of just that alone. People would love it. That sounds really fun. I've never done that, but I've heard of it.
It's cool.
It's called LARPing, right? LARP?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. What does that stand for again? Oh my gosh.
LARP. Live action role play.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I've never done that, but it looks like fun. So tell me more about yourself and how, you know, you kind of came into this chronic illness, holistic health business, and what exactly got you to where you are now?
Yeah, look, I came from a fitness industry background and, you know, there was always something niggling. Why was I feeling pain? Why was I losing sensation in my hands? Why did I just feel really unwell? And, you know, as time went on, I found out I had numerous conditions, including cancer and autoimmune. And as I closed down my gym life, you know, things got worse. And it was through that journey of multiple chronic illnesses that I got into this health and wellness space. And that was because I didn't find the answers that I needed in mainstream medicine. I also didn't find them with naturopathy. I'd seen so many different naturopaths. And everyone was treating the symptoms. No one was treating the root cause of why did I get sick. And there was, you know, some shared root causes with each condition. So that's how I got into this space. I joined a small group of practitioners who are Holistic Natural Health Australia. And, you know, until, my gosh, even just a couple of years ago, we were in clinics. And so now we're fully remote online and we're servicing people all around the world. And yeah, that's where we are.
That's amazing. I love it. So for you, your journey of autoimmune issues and cancer, do you want to talk more about that? How exactly did that come about? Was it just that you're working out and started to just feel pains, or how did you find out about that?
Well, I was working out like a demon. In fact, I was powerlifting and I just couldn't drop some weight. Like that last 10 kilos, you know, they always joke about, oh, that last 10 kilos is a killer. Last 10 kilos nearly was a killer. And nothing had changed in my life. I was still working out. I was still eating well. had high stress, but, you know, nothing else had changed. And my weight was accelerating back on. And I went, it wasn't just the last 10 kilos, something else is here. So I sought out numerous health professionals in mainstream medicine and I was dismissed. I was, you know, told, you know, eat less, exercise more. It was kind of impossible. I was working in a gym 9 hours a day and working out for about six of those, you know, with other people and eating like a sparrow would eat. And, you know, so that wasn't the key. And I started seeing, you know, that the whole blame the patient was a theme. And that wasn't a theme that sat comfortably with me because I knew it wasn't anything I was doing. I didn't know the stress had such a big part to play. Right. But, you know, just the whole it's all your fault, it's idiopathic, it's of no known cause. And I got told I had Munchausen's, I'm attention seeking. Right. But no, guys, something's really wrong. And it wasn't until I changed cities, I'd closed my gym down, and I saw a new doctor, and he went, actually, I'm straight out of school. I don't know much about this, but I think there's more going on here. And I finally felt like someone had heard me. He hadn't given me any answers, but I wasn't going crazy. So that was the start of all of it. Throwing myself into my studies and things really helped. I did have surgery to remove my cancer, but that's where I stopped with the mainstream medicine model. And after that, I really started looking at holism, how to treat the body as a whole, not something in isolation.
Right.
And, you know, I'm really glad to say my autoimmune is under control. My cancer seems to be under control for now. And, you know, I'm not being an ostrich and sticking my head in the sand. I keep an eye on my markers for all of that. And, yeah, life is great. I'm still probably a little bit heavier than I want to be. And I've developed a few new conditions from the surgery. But, you know, I have enough energy every day to get through life. I get to enjoy myself, run around on the LARP field with my kids and somewhat keep up even though I'm, you know, 30 years older than everyone else on field. And, you know, life is pretty good.
So, yeah, so you're enjoying it. You see a different, like, take on life on, and you've made changes in your life that now you're trying to help other clients throughout your where you live and through the world. What has impacted your clients or for your patients that you've seen?
I think the difference is treating root cause, not chasing the symptoms.
Agree. I couldn't agree more as a functional and integrative provider. Root cause. Yep. Really looking at what's going on, right?
Yeah. Not enough people do this. You know, there's 13 different systems of the body and not enough people are going, but why are those systems having to take respond?
A step back. Let's take a step back. That's how I look at it. Going, I try to be nice, but I'd be like, let's just take a step back and see what's up. Right?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, someone comes to me, for example, with, you know, all the symptoms of menopause. Okay. Just really blanket example that everyone knows about. And they say, oh, I've got hot flashes and I'm gaining the belly weight and, you know, I'm snappy and irritable and I've got the night sweats, but that's normal. It's menopause. And I go, actually, no. Menopause, which is adrenopause, because it's the change from your brain ovary axis making the hormones to your brain adrenal axis making the hormones, something's not quite right there because menopause should be like it was back in the day. You know, women just stopped having babies. That was the symptom. That was the only thing they noticed. Now we've got the hot flashes and the night sweats and the irritability and the weight gain and thin skin and bone pain and all this sort of stuff. It's like, why is this happening? I get that you're low on estrogen, you know, you've probably got high cortisol, but why? It's one thing knowing, you know, the symptoms being hormone imbalance, but there's another thing knowing why that's happening. And so, you know, certainly for me, I've mentioned, you know, when I was chronically ill, stress was a big thing. That was also a big thing for me going into menopause because I'd become a cortisol junkie without knowing it. I had to run on, you know, the wolf is chasing me and there's a brick wall there and now I can't run any further. That was my preset for life. So I had to change that. And once I did that and a number of other things, for me, menopause went a lot smoother. So I was no longer stuck in the run for your life mode. I was more, okay, this is happening today. That's cool. I've had an argument with my kids. Okay, it's an argument now. It's not going to affect me for the rest of my life, you know?
Right.
And so a lot of us just get stuck in these patterns and we chase the symptoms. I didn't chase down my hot flashes and my night sweats. I chased down, why am I stuck in a cortisol pattern? So, you know, there's a big difference there. And I think once we start looking at the root cause, we can really unravel a number of things.
No, that makes a lot of sense. I think when you start to see where things are, where the, you know, peeling back the onion of things that are happening in your life, then it doesn't seem like, oh, it's just this one part. It's like, oh, wait, what else did I see here? What else did I see here? In addition to you finding root causes, you found you have now also, you work a lot in aromatherapy, correct?
Yes. So a couple of months ago, we actually launched our, therapeutic blend essential oils. Mm-hmm. And they are all handcrafted, hand blended, no fillers, all therapeutic oils used. Yep. And we're really glad to say they are on our website in the shop. And we go to different markets that we're invited to and sell there in Australia. But, you know, these oils are available worldwide. We can ship anywhere that you are. And there's 25 blends treating 25 different conditions. And yes, the oils address the symptoms, but that gives you a little bit of leeway to find the root cause. So the wonderful thing about essential oils is they can cross the blood-brain barrier. They can treat a number of conditions. So we have some antifungals. You know, we have some adrenal support, we have antibacterials and, you know, a couple of other antimicrobials. And, you know, we treat some specific conditions. Having said that, like I said, that gives you space to say, okay, now I've got relief from this. Here's what I need to do. So, you know, I'm really proud of these essential oils and we've been working really hard to get them out there and now they're available.
That's amazing. Yeah, I know how much, you know, it is to think about what's, you know, the root cause of things and then, you know, to have something that will complement your work and what you're doing for others. What has been your most popular, like, thing that people have been coming to you for, things that you see on a repetitive basis? What's your big, you would say, has been your repetitive conversation with someone, let's say? Or condition.
Look, a lot really comes down to autoimmune. And, you know, some people don't even know they've got autoimmune brewing. And so for me, it's looking at all the different immune types and on our root cause analysis, which is our complementary intake call. You know, you can leave that with some really tangible stuff, whether you work with us or not. And one of the things we do is identify your immune type. And we look at, why is the body going down this pathway? Why are you stuck in a certain immune type rather than flowing in and out of each of them as you're supposed to? And, you know, so that's a big thing. Autoimmune is on the increase. You know, it's really the lives that we live these days don't help our immune system. And so we're seeing a lot of that. That's probably the number one thing that we see people for.
Wow. Yeah. I think autoimmune is like undervalued or not understood fully. And it's immediately want to suppress everything instead of really looking at like more of an modulation and balance. And I think it's important to look at that in like a whole picture approach instead of just like throwing the big guns at it, shall we say?
Exactly.
You know,
and you know what? We've actually become a population. And I'm saying, you know, right across the world, we do this. And this is, we not only chase symptoms, but we accelerate things like toxicity in our bodies. We live in such a convenience world. You know, as I speak, I'm using electricity and I've got radiation from the computer and I've got lights on. And, you know, there's some plastics in the room and so they're off-gassing a little. This has become normal. And yeah. We really aren't doing ourselves any favor. So, you know, as a population, we are setting ourselves up for failure. And it's just a few things that we can do every day to make some changes that will keep us healthy, keep our homes healthy, and give us a future.
Yeah. What would you recommend, like just if you did, to advise those listening, those watching, just like one or two things that you'd like to leave the audience with a nice thought?
First thing is drink really well-filtered water and filtered through minerals. You know, you want to put back in, but we also can't absorb plain water. So put some lemon juice in it every single day. Mm-hmm. A little pinch of salt if you're heading into menopause or andropause, because, yeah, guys, you can get it too. And, you know, just really support your adrenals. The other thing is, you know, open a few windows and leave them open all year round. You know, they just have to be open a crack just so that you're letting some airflow into your home. We've become, you know, tucked away into our little boxes of homes. And everything's airtight and we don't let the winter in and we don't let the summer in. And we're also not letting airflow in. So, you know, drink clean water, leave some windows open all year round, just a crack. And I guess the other thing is really look at the food that you're eating. And, you know, we hear about eat seasonally and eat locally and eat organically, and all of those are important. Don't just pick up a packet because it's convenient.
Right.
You know, go to the effort of, even if you've got a balcony garden, grow your own herbs, grow your own carrots or lettuce or something like that. You know, we shouldn't be terrified of a food shortage coming up in our lives if we're growing our own seasonal organic produce.
That makes a lot of sense, because I feel like when you're really looking at the most whole non-processed foods, what you're putting in your body is important. Question for you in reference to, what is your favorite whole food, or do you like certain, some like regimen in the morning?
So I actually don't eat for 16 hours a day.
Oh, okay. So, you're in a minute. Yeah, no problem.
Intermittent fasting. Yeah. So for me, my morning routine is get up, go for a walk, have a sauna, have my shower, have some structured water. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my water, I'll have essential oils, a little bit of salt, a little bit of lemon juice. I'll have some binders in there or some minerals and, of mm-hmm. course, the water. So that's my morning routine. My go-to food at the moment, because I am eating seasonally and I grow a lot of my own food, at the moment I am just loving my peas. So my peas are a little bit late to produce their fruit, and I'm mm-hmm. loving them. They're very, very sweet and I can only eat a few at a time, but loving those. And look, you know, I'm just really grateful for anything my garden delivers. I'm harvesting potatoes now to store for winter. My kids eat a lot of potatoes. So, you know, I'm really loving that I can start from a seed and end up with something on my kids' dinner plate. And
love it. I love it.
You know,
yeah, I think that's great. I'm not the best gardener, but I feel like I try to at least do the herbs if I can. But I think you're right. The more straight from the earth to your plate, farm to table, you can get, oh, it's got to be the way. Like, I need to be more of that. So that's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you.
Before we go, how can those reach you, and anything upcoming? I know you have your new aromatherapy line.
Yeah, so everything is on our website, which is www.holisticnaturalhealth.com.au. So we are based in Australia, and that's holistic with a W in front of it. On there, you'll find our shop where all of our essential oil blends are located. You'll find our blog, competitions that we run. We're actually giving away an oil at the moment.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, we have, you know, all of our socials are there, but you'll also find a link there to book our root cause analysis, which is a free call anywhere around the world. And, you know, we can give you some answers that maybe you've been searching for.
Love it. I love it. So I appreciate you being on and taking the time for the listeners. And I can't wait for them to reach out to you and what you're doing for many clients around the world.
Thank you. It's been so great to finally be here. You know, we've been chatting backwards and forwards, and I'm so glad we got to connect.
Me too. And I can't wait for more of those listeners to meet you and to find out more about you. And thank you again for being on the show.
Thank you.
And thank you guys for being here and listening, and make sure you find a mindful way each and every day.
Thanks for listening to Mindfully Integrative with Dr. Damaris G. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. If you enjoyed our show, support us by leaving a mindful review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite streaming site. If you would like to be a guest of our show or interview, email us at info@damarismaria.com. If you want to learn more about the resources mentioned in the podcast, you can find those in the show notes. To connect mindfully with Dr. Damaris G, reach her at www.damarismaria.com or connect via social media links. We appreciate your time connecting here with us. May your strength and peace within bring you more balance every day. Namaste.